Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and today we're talking to a bivocational pastor. That means he's a pastor, but that's not his full-time job. He's doing another job to support himself. He loves his job, and he is investing in real estate so he can do that job for free. And in the process, since 2017, he has captured $376,000 worth of equity. I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and as I said, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And we have Justin Elder with us today, and we are going to hear his story. And so, Justin, glad you're with us today. I want you to take just a minute and introduce to our audience who you are apart from real estate, where you grew up, education, family, whatever you want to introduce with.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be on. Grew up in the Houston area, went to Houston Baptist University. Studied biblical languages there, and, you know, I love the Lord, and so I want to serve Him. So I got into the ministry pretty soon after that, and I love what I do. You know, I'd rather do that and never retire, basically.
Awesome, awesome. And I know you have a teammate that helps you out in this whole process. She does the numbers, and that is your wife. And what is her name?
Her name is Meryl, and Meryl. I wouldn't be able to do any of this without her. She's incredibly organized, the administrative expert. I'm good with the people, and I can go face-to-face and talk to contractors and tenants, but she does all of the details that I am unable to do.
That is great. So I'm curious, before you discovered Lifestyles, I know you were exposed. You were exposed to real estate through your parents, but we're going to get to that later. But before you decided to go into Lifestyles, what was your investment strategy? Did you have any kind of end game? Was retirement ever going to happen to you? Did you ever dream of being able to replace your income so you could work for free?
The end game. Before I got into Lifestyles and into real estate, the end game was to die poor. I never really thought about the future, didn't have any expectation to ever retire, and didn't really think about the future. And then got a little older, and my parents said, hey, you should start thinking about the future. So they really helped me out, gave us some good advice.
That's great. Now, so your end game was to die poor. I like that. And also, now, you're a pastor, and you never thought about the future. I just think that's really, it's kind of makes me laugh. I'm sorry. Yeah, but it's good. Yeah. It's good. That's why even pastors need parents.
That's true.
So you, because of your parents, you joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and I know there were a couple of big paradigm shifts for you as you sat through that 2-day class. And folks, as you're listening, we are taught that there's a road to financial freedom, a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. And that is that you're going to go to school, you're going to study hard so you can get into a good college. When you're in college, you're going to study hard so you can get a good job with a company. And you want a company that's going to take care of you throughout your life with things like 401ks and pensions. And you want... And then take care of you in retirement. But also, you want a company that's going to be around a long time. And I always make the joke with a company like Blockbuster or Enron or Lehman Brothers. I actually worked for Lehman Brothers for a time. And a 158-year-old company went out of business. So corporate America is not the security blanket that we were taught that it was. And we uncover a lot of those paradigm shifts in that 2-day class where we teach you how to invest in single family and multifamily properties. And there were two that really stood out to you, Justin. What were those two that stood out to you?
Yeah, the first and biggest one that really, like, you know, Dell mentioned it, I disagreed with him, and then he gave 5 or 10 examples, and I'm like, oh no, he's right. And that was when he said, don't pay off your house. You know, I'm expecting to save as much money as I can, live on as little as possible, put it into the house and have a safety net or a nest egg or, you know, something. Anyway, Dell said, this is dead equity, and that's not making you any money. And so then he went on to say, instead of changing your time for exchanging your time for money, let your mm-hmm. money make money, and then your time is free. And that was, I still have that same conversation. I had that same conversation a couple of days ago with some friends. They're like, "Yeah, we're trying to pay off our house." I'm like, "Oh, I see. Please don't." And they're like, "What?" So we had the same conversation. I have that pretty regularly, actually, now.
Yeah, it's kind of an uncomfortable conversation because when you really look at it, and I don't mean this in a derogatory fashion, but it's a really ignorant thing to pay off your house. It's just ignorant because it's bred from ignorance. Right. You can have $300,000 in a house, or you could go out and buy 5 to 10 rentals, bringing in $50,000 a year. You can make that money work for you instead of just sitting in the house doing nothing. And so I know exactly what you, when you talk to friends, when I'm doing the free workshop and people ask about that, it's a little bit uncomfortable, but it's such a powerful tool to get people to retirement. The other thing you talked about was the poverty mentality. Tell the folks what you meant by that.
Yeah, that's a pretty significant deal, and there's some kingdom implications for that. When I talk about having a poverty mentality, it's the idea of never having enough. You know, we're always just going to survive. Like, that's the goal, is to just survive. That's miserable, and not what we were made for. You know, like, instead of having a poverty mentality, like, in a poverty mentality, you're thinking, if someone else wins, I lose. So I should be envious or jealous. In lifestyles, that's absolutely unacceptable. We have none of that there. There's a wealth mentality. There's a, you know, share the wealth mentality. So we've got so many mentors and people that have poured into us for free. Like, they're just doing it out of, you know, they have been blessed, and so they want to bless. So they're giving us all this great information, helping us out, making us, keeping us from making big mistakes. And, man, that was a life changer for us.
Yeah, pause right there. We're going to come back to that on the other side of the break. We're with Justin. Justin captured $376,000 in equity on his first 7 houses, and we're going to hear the rest of his story. We're here to work on your financial freedom.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Folks, I'm your host, David Ruzicka, with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we are working on your financial freedom. We're talking to Justin Elder. I said at the very top of the show, he is a bivocational pastor. He loves his job, doesn't ever want to quit. He just wants to be able to do it for free. And such a powerful story he has. Right before the break, we were talking about the 2-day financial freedom seminar and the big paradigm shifts that went on, that came into play for Justin. And one of them was that idea of a poverty mentality. And, you know, I heard a guy, I was sitting with a group of nonprofits back in 2014. We were going to go into an impoverished community and revitalize the community. And the guy who got these folks together said, poverty is a spiritual issue. It's not about how much someone has. It's a mindset and a belief system. A poverty mentality is like this. You go to the buffet, the Chinese buffet, and you pile your plate on as much food as you can on your plate as possible because you know you it may disappear. That never happens. It's going to be there. You can keep going back. An abundance mentality, you go up and you get a little bit here, a little bit there, and you go and sit down because there's always going to be more. And at Lifestyles, we believe there's enough for everybody. And so we share everything in terms of our wisdom and help to get people to be successful with real estate. And that's what Justin was talking about. That's one of the most powerful things about Lifestyles is you're able to surround yourself with successful, like-minded people who will help you work on your financial freedom. They're not going to do it for you, but they will help you and share what they do. Now, your very first deal, Justin, tell folks about that. You said by the way, Justin was one of our case study presenters last month and shared about the deals that he has done. Case study night is where we have two single family case studies and one multifamily case study where someone like Justin just tells about an investment they made and people can ask questions. Again, that's that idea of that abundance mentality. At case study, you said your first deal was a crazy good deal. And this is before Lifestyles. Your parents were members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Tell us what happened.
That's right. Okay, so we bought a little starter house in 2009 for $100,000 and lived in it for a few years and then planned to move overseas. We were going to sell it in 2013. And my parents convinced me. They said, hey, why don't you hold on to that and we will run it for you as a rental. And all the money you make we'll put into an account. Any repairs will be paid out of that account. We won't charge you anything. And I was like, well, okay, I guess we could do that. My wife was like, no, we should sell it. I convinced her because they convinced me. So we held on to it. And we got a renter in there, and we're making $500 a month. We've cash flowed that for about 5 years now. And then we also were able to refinance $98,000 out of that. So it was a crazy good deal. I wish I would have done that with five homes back then.
And so you had $500 a month in cash flow. That's after principal, interest, tax, and insurance. That's after all the costs. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a good portion of that, if not all of it, was tax-free because you've got depreciation and other things that you can use 100%. With real estate. And 100% tax-free, so that's powerful. Mm-hmm. And then you had $198,000 you refied out of the house. And what'd you do with that money?
We took every dollar of it and put it back into real estate.
Back into real estate. Did you pay taxes on that money?
Not a penny.
How is that possible?
Well, because it's a refinance, I'm actually just taking more debt. And so you don't have to pay taxes on debt.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And you're able to deploy that money and make money on that money. Now, you joined Lifestyles. You went to the two-day class. After that, you bought a flood house. Now, folks who are not familiar with the Houston area, we had a thing called Harvey. A lot of houses. It was like I can't remember, Justin. Maybe you remember. I think it was like a 500-year flood. There were houses that had never had a history of flooding before they flooded. So you bought a flood house. Why in the world would you buy a flood house?
Yeah, we felt like we were a little crazy for doing that. In fact, I've got a video where our house is on the news, and there's a boat driving in the front yard.
The house that you bought?
The house that we bought, there was a boat driving in the front yard. There was 7 feet of water. When we did the rehab, there were light fixtures on the outside of the property that had standing water in it.
So my goodness.
We felt a little crazy, but we talked to one of the mentors at Lifestyles, and we said, hey, we have the opportunity to do this deal. We're kind of scared. What should we do? And she gave us some really great advice. She said, buy the house, get insurance, and if it floods again, you get 100% of the value of the house from the insurance, and then you can sell it for 50% of the value to another investor. So if it ever floods again, you can, hopefully everyone's okay, and then throw a little party because it's a windfall of influx.
Wow, and that was Elizabeth Bruce?
That's right.
Was your mentor. She was one of my mentors as well. So, folks, as you're listening, that's why you need a mentor, because you're going to miss that kind of deal, because you're going to say, oh, my goodness, it might flood. I'm going to lose money. No, no. You're going to make a lot of money. Number one, you're going to save money on horrible, disastrous mistakes. Number two, you're going to make money on deals that you might not be do otherwise, because you've got a seasoned, professional, experienced in real estate investor who is advising you on that deal. So tell folks, because you listened to your mentor on a deal that sounded crazy because it was a flood house, you got pictures of boats driving across the front lawn, how much was your equity capture on that house?
So we put in about $24,000 and then sold it last year and made about $83,500.
So you made almost 400% on that house, just on the capital gain?
In three years.
Folks, that's why you can't get rich slow. You're never going to do that in your IRA. You're never going to do it in your 401k, but you can do that kind of thing with real estate. Doesn't happen every day. Harvey gave us a lot of those opportunities, but what a powerful, powerful experience. And did you have good cash flow in that house?
We had okay cash flows, a couple hundred dollars a month. So the taxes were really low when we bought it. Things kind of creaked up a little bit, and when the cash flow got low, you know, lower than we wanted, we said, okay, it's time to sell.
Yeah. And now $83,000 of equity capture, that capital gains, you probably had to pay a lot of taxes on that, didn't you?
Well, we did not want to pay any taxes, and so we actually did a 1031 exchange, and instead of paying any taxes on all that, we bought three new properties, which turned out to be four new properties.
Yeah, and I want to talk about how that became four because of the one house. But so you took that money, you redeployed it. 1031 exchange allows you to take the profits. You, as long as you invest in another, in other like property, you don't pay any taxes on that. And you can do that until you die. And so you defer, then die. Pass the properties on to your kids, and then whatever the value is of the house at that time, that's the value that your kids have. So they never pay, you never pay the capital gains on that.
Restart.
Folks,
that's right.
That is just powerful. And we're talking to Justin Elder, a bivocational pastor who wants to be able to work for free. He gave himself a $37,000 a year raise through real estate. And we're going to hear the rest of his story on the other side of the break. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I'm your host, David Ruzicka.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and we're with Justin Elder, a bivocational pastor who gave himself a raise of $37,000 a year through real estate investing, and his goal is to be able to work for free. Say, you know what? I've replaced my income. The church doesn't need to pay me anymore. Before we get back to him, though, I want to remind you, we have at least a couple times a week what we call our free workshop, and that is an introductory workshop. We show you the five ways we make money in real estate. We talk about, it's a broad overview of everything we do in mentoring and educating people to be successful with real estate. Like I said, takes place a couple times a week. It is online, so you can sit at home in your pajamas and watch. You don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to go anywhere. If you just go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, you can sign up for that. Lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. I am actually one of the presenters. I'm doing the next one I'm doing is February 1st at 6:30 Central Time. So that's next week, next Tuesday, actually. But again, just go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. If you can't do February 1st, that is no problem, because my teammates, they do a tremendous job as well. So I want to encourage you to do that. Justin, before the break, we were talking about you bought this flood house. You had $83,000 in equity capture. You paid no taxes when you sold that house because you did what is called a 1031 exchange. And folks, without explaining that right now, just Google 1031 exchange. Bottom line is you take the proceeds from a sale, you buy other like properties with the money, and you don't pay any capital gains taxes. You don't do any of the depreciation recapture. And you guys bought what ended up being four houses. What I forgot to tell people and remind people of is that this was the very first house you bought. It was a heavy lift. $83,000 in equity capture, $23,000 out of pocket, $40,000 of work you put into it. I'm just kind of curious. That seems like a scary thing to take on. Why were you at least confident enough that you put, you know, money on the line for that? What gave you the confidence to be able to move forward with that house?
Yeah, I consider myself not very risk averse, but I tell you what, when you have backup, like the mentors, the mentoring program, you've got a slew of people that are happy to help. You know, if I reach out to one of the mentors, you know, I'm like, I don't want to be a burden, and they jump, they're excited to help me. That, and then the training, you know, the online training, all of the case studies that you do, all the stories that you tell, all the testimonies, really, that really cushioned us against any of the fear of the unknown. I think fear of the unknown was probably the worst part of it, and that was a covering to get beyond that.
Now, so I know Elizabeth Bruce, she's actually one of our lead investors now as a multi, when I say our, she doesn't work for Lifestyle. She's a lead investor that puts together deals, and she runs the deals, and other Lifestyle members can invest in those deals. You obviously did really well in this deal, and she spent a lot of time mentoring you. How much did she get paid by you? What part of the deal did she get to get repaid for doing this for you?
Oh, man, you say that. I should at least send her a fruit basket or something. She didn't get anything for the help that she gave us.
So she didn't get paid anything. And one of the Lifestyles realtors found this deal for you. How much did she get beyond just a regular realtor fee? Did she get a piece of the deal as well for finding this property for you?
No, nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Yeah, that's the way we work with Lifestyles Unlimited. It's part of your membership. The mentoring, the Lifestyles Realtors find the deals for you, that is all included. Always, it surprises me when I think about it, because it is such a tremendous blessing. In this case, it made you $83,000. Yeah. Now, you took that money, you did the 1031 exchange, you had to find pretty quickly three other properties. You found three other properties, but one of them multiplied. Tell us what happened there.
Right. So we got an email about a property in Freeport that was a dump, basically. And it was going to be a pretty good rehab. And so we looked at the numbers. We liked it. We signed the contract. And then they sent a surveyor out there to view the property before I even saw it. And the surveyor called us and said, hey, what do you want to do with this property on the back? And we said, what do you mean? He said, there's a two-car garage that's detached, but there's a one-bedroom, one-bath add-on to the garage. And we said, oh, okay, well, let's make it a duplex then.
Oh, that's tremendous. That's tremendous. And so you did that. You had a lot of trees taken out of the property. How did that property turn out for you?
So it is still currently being rehabbed. I did eventually go see the property. In fact, I was walking the property with a couple of my buddies, and there was so much junk in the little duplex area that, Like, I couldn't even get into the kitchen. And so I've got my phone out. I'm recording, you know, oh, look at these old, you know, like vinyl records. And, oh, look at this from like pre-Civil War. Like, it's just super old.
Right.
And, oh, here's what the kitchen looks like. And as I say that, this big old rat jumps from the counter to the sink. And, like, I just, you know, it startled me. So I have a recording I can send you of me jumping and screaming like a girl. Not that I'm scared of rats, it just startled me.
Yeah.
And the other two guys that were with me were like, oh, let's get out of here. So it was a lot of fun.
So, as folks are listening, a lot of times what we hear folks say when they come to Lifestyle is, oh, you know, I want a house that's like nice and clean and pretty on the inside. That is not what we teach at all. We want to buy properties. I mean, all that junk, that is money. Not money because you're going to sell it. You're going to put it in a big dumpster and haul it away. I guess you could sell some of it probably. But because it looks like that, it's a property that nobody else wants to buy. One of our mentors, Chris Wyatt, he buys houses for $15,000 out of pocket up in the Dallas area because he buys houses like this that nobody else will touch. So he's able to buy them at a great discount. That's where you get the equity capture, because you're buying at a discount, you're fixing the house up, and then it's going to appraise at a higher amount. And you'll be able to capture that equity. That's how you make money with real estate. That's how you get a 400% return in 3 years on a property, by doing exactly those kinds of things. So you said on that one, you're still in the middle of the rehab on that?
That's right.
And what all did you do to that house? Give folks just an idea.
Okay, so basically knew everything. When I went to see the bathroom in the duplex, you know, we, in the middle of the work, they removed the old toilet. I looked down that hole there and I could see sunlight, which you're not typically supposed to be able to do in a sewer system. New windows, new walls. Oh, you know what? In that same property on the main house, I was touring it with the contractor that had already written up one bid for me and had then added the duplex bid. Anyway, we climbed up into the attic. The stairs were already down. And we walked up in there, and it was a pretty big attic, and it was already covered with drywall. And so the contractor measured it. He said, hey, there's 556 square feet of space up here. Do you want to add a bathroom and a bedroom? And, you know, we could do some real stairs. And I said, oh, my goodness, yes, let's do it. So instead of just having a small little house, now we have a big house. And instead of a 3-1, it's going to be a 4-2 plus a 1-1. So four bedrooms, two baths on the main, and then a one bedroom, one bath on the duplex.
And again, increasing the value of the house.
Oh, yeah.
We're right up just about against the break. I want to encourage you, folks, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for the free workshop. We're talking to Justin, who is on his way to replacing all of his income so he can be a pastor for free. Stay with us. We are working on your financial future.
Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
You are listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is David Ruzicka. I'm your host, and we are talking with Justin Elder, who, as I said before the break, on his way to replacing all of his income so he can basically be a pastor for free. If you're not familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, if you've never been to one of our free workshops, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, sign up for one of our free workshops. It's free. There's no reason not to. It's 90 minutes long. It is online. It's live streamed. It is live. It's not a recording. And we teach you the five ways that we make money in real estate, actually in the sixth way with multifamily called forced appreciation. We show you actual real life examples of those. And we teach you the principles that we use to run our business. I'm one of the workshop presenters. And so you can actually see me in person or see me, you know, live and say to the church, you don't need to pay me anything. I'm just going to keep doing this because I love it. And I've got my income from my real estate. And so, Justin, right before the break, we were talking about this property that was a disaster. And I asked you the question, what did it do to the neighborhood?
Oh, man. So,
or what is it going to, I'm sorry. What's it doing to the neighborhood? Let me put it that way.
Right. Okay. So instead of it being an eyesore and, you know, dilapidated, falling apart, you know, honestly a danger, it's going to be one of the nicer houses in the neighborhood. There's several older houses. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's several other lifestyle deals going on in the neighborhood because you see this really, really old, nasty house, and next door to it, you see this really nice house. I was walking with my contractor, and he said, oh, yeah, I've got a house four doors down another Lifestyles member is doing. And so we went and looked at that property. It's beautiful. You can tell which houses are Lifestyles houses when you walk down the road.
Why is that? How can you tell they're Lifestyles houses?
Because they're done well. They're clean. You can tell they are of a high enough caliber. It's not someone that's just trying to save every single dollar, pinch every penny, you know, squeeze as much as they can out of a property or out of a residence. For me, this is so much fun to take a dumpy house and make it good, like, and make it cash flow, to take something that was nasty and then renew it. Like, I feel like I'm part of the renewal of all things, and it could change a whole community, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because I hear that over and over again. It was single family and with multifamily. I had one couple on and the realtor would not even go get out of the car to walk the multifamily property. Once they got out all the drug dealers and all the pharmaceutical salesmen, once they got all those people out of there, they had the residents who were living there said, oh my goodness, I'm so thankful that you came, because they renewed the property and made it beautiful. And that is just a byproduct of doing things well. And there's a phrase we use, it's the best product at the best price gives you the best residents. People try to mom and pop it. They try to go the cheap way. That's not going to give you the best residence. You're going to save money. You'll save a little money here and there, and then you're going to end up spending all that money because you're going to have to evict people, because those are the only kind of people that you're going to get to live in your property if you don't do it right. And so we do come up with the best residence. So great job on that. Now, I do have to ask you, because even with we teach that you fix everything up front. So that while you're holding that house, you got a nice long warranty period. So if something breaks, it's because the resident broke it and the lease says that they pay for it, which is just right. Now, you're a pastor. How do you find time to take care of these houses? I mean, if a resident has a problem, you've got to drive over there, be the handyman, climb under the sink, do this, do that, fix the problem. How do you find time for that?
So sometimes I do end up doing that, but by and large, it's the team that I have. So, true story, this is the same flood house we were talking about earlier. One evening, I'm sitting down to dinner. I get a text from my resident. It's in the summer. It's hot. And she says, hey, the AC is broken. It's making a bad noise. And so I text her back. I say, send me a video. So she sends me a video. I copy that and paste it to my AC guy. I say, when can you come? here's the address, here's the resident's phone number. And he texted me back about 30 minutes later. He says, I can be there at 1 a.m. And I said, perfect, send me the bill. And that's all it took.
So you said something incorrect. I got to scold you. You said sometimes you do go out there. That's not what we teach. We teach what the example you just gave. Yeah, one of the things I'm so thankful for is when I sat in the 2-day class, Dell said, you don't work in your business, you work on your business, meaning your goal is not to be a handyman. Your goal is to be a real estate investor. And I'm the most unhandy guy on the earth. So I was very thankful that he said that, because I would be a walking disaster. I couldn't do anything right. And I've actually had the same experience you had with the Lifestyles vendor. Friday afternoon, middle of the summer, called one of the Lifestyles vendors, and they said, we'll be out there this evening. No charge, no weekend charge, no Friday night charge. They had it fixed by 8 o'clock that night, and my resident was obviously very happy about that.
Yeah.
Now, next question. Leasing is tough. I mean, it's hard to find residents. What has your experience been with that? I mean, how do you do that? That's the big fear that most people have, and people that are listening are thinking, you know, that's my real fear, is I'm going to buy a property, I'm going to fix it up, and nobody's going to want to live there. What's your experience been along those lines?
Okay, so we've been doing this for a few years and got 5 properties rented out right now. I've never had a full month of an empty house. So what I do is I'll stick the sign in the yard with my phone number on it, and then, you know, I'll have someone see it and they will call me. Usually I don't even answer the phone. I just do the iPhone's, sorry, I'm not available to talk right now, text response. They text me back and say, I want to know about the house. So I copy and paste from a note that I have on my phone and tells them all the information about the house, all my expectations, the prices, everything. And then if they're still interested, I give them a website, apartments.com. It's got pictures and everything. They look at that. If they still want to go, then I'll say, okay, well, on that same website, you can fill out this form and pay $30, I think, to get a credit check and a background check. So that website does that whole process for me and then sends me that information. I look over it. If they're good, if their credit is good, then I will say, okay, if you're still interested, they've already paid the money for the application fee, I will meet you at this time and I'll have the keys and the lease for you to sign if you have the money. So for this one property that we just did in Texas City, I probably got 70 calls, and the only reason it was that many is because the house still wasn't ready to be rented out. If it was just a few days, it probably only would have been 20 calls that I screened 90% of. So it has never been a problem to rent out a house because we do the best product, best price. On the third level of chatting with one of these tenants, I told them the price, and they're like, oh, my gosh, that's like $100 less than I'm paying at my current place. So it really has helped. That particular part of the Lifestyles model has helped relieve the headache of trying to find a good tenant.
So I want to be real clear. So the scenario you just went through, you didn't even go out to the house and show the house until they had already done a credit check and a background check and were interested in renting the place.
That's exactly right.
Wow. So, folks, as you're listening, I want you to understand this. He puts a sign in the yard. He goes to apartments.com, puts the house there. He has people fill out a credit check, a background check, which is something you have to do if you want to be successful and not have bad tenants. He never actually went to the property until they were ready to go. And something else that I know about this is two of the homes that Justin purchased were leased and had a resident moved in before the rehab was even 100% complete. So my question to you is, we have just now, in this short time, we've answered all the fears that you may have about doing single family homes. What is keeping you from moving forward? And so I want to encourage you to do that. And I want to just take the last minute or so, Justin, talking about what's next for you. And so I've got some bullets, and you just kind of tell me what your plan is on each of these, kind of a fast deal here. So you said, and this is from the case study, you said you want to keep buying single family homes. What is your plan on that?
I want to do a few more single family deals because I found that they are really not that hard to do, and they're not a ton out of pocket, and it's just kind of fun for me.
Yeah. Also, you said when a house gets fat, and we only have about 30 seconds more, when a house gets fat, you're going to sell or refi and move that cash to multifamily investing. Just explain to folks really quickly what you mean by fat.
So if I have a house that has a lot of equity in it, let's say $100,000 of equity, that is $100,000 that's not doing much, you know, maybe making me $300 or $400 a month. If I take that and split it up into four houses, I'm now making $1,500 or $2,000 a month with that same amount of, I don't want fat houses, I don't want dead equity, I want all of my money to be making as much money as possible. And then as soon as I do that a few more times, I'm getting into multifamily and going 100% passive.
Folks, you've just heard Justin Elder, bivocational pastor on his way to financial freedom so he can pastor for free. He's giving you a really good roadmap there. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and sign up for the free workshop. We are working on your financial future.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.